The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
Here we are already, just about mid-December, Saturday the 13th. It's the 281st episode and ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. It is a bit of bit like that at this time, but you know, that's the usual Christmas busyness, I guess, or lack of intolerance, or all of the above. Or
yeah, just not feeling it. Just not feeling. Doing my best.
Any reason why? Been able to put your finger on?
I think it's partly the weather.
Because
Normally about this time, you know, we've had a barbecue, and we're kind of outside a bit. And just we're really busy as well, so just doesn't feel quite. And we don't have little people to.
Yeah.
You know.
Does make a difference.
Not that they've
it?
Suddenly not little people. Like, it's taken a while to get to this point, but it's just a bit odd, and we've not got a big family Christmas ahead of us, so it's all a bit different this time.
I mean, it does make a difference when you've got small kids. That's where the magic of Christmas starts. And you know that when you're transferred from handing over bottles of soft drink to bottles of beer or RTDs or whatever the du jour is.
Vodka, whiskey.
And maybe something for the kids. As you say, it's been weird weather-wise, hot and windy. And, you know, I guess we're really sensitive to wind at the moment after the blow we had a few weeks ago.
I never liked wind anyway.
Well, it does tend to make people just a little bit crazy.
Yes.
Did you notice that teaching with small kids and teenagers, which are worse?
Oh, it didn't matter. They all find their own special form of crazy in the wind.
Yeah, I guess the attitude is the only thing that changes from.
And now that I am a bit more susceptible to histamines, it does my head in, literally, actually. So I've had some days where I, you know, can barely function because my head hurts so much because my sinuses are full. But, you know, there are ways to deal with that sometimes.
It's called alcohol.
Yeah, sometimes it's alcohol. Sometimes that makes it worse.
Oh.
So it's, yeah, it's all a bit different, actually. I'm not having the usual wind down of school stuff either for me. Because normally if you're in the school, there's some fun things organised and there's the final assemblies or whatever's and the staff functions and all that stuff. Yeah. And not having any of that makes a difference as well. But you just kind of drift into, what's the word? You know, being a zombification as the month goes on.
Yeah.
Tried to get excited by putting the Christmas decorations up, of course, but only partially excited by that.
Moderately amused.
But, you know, we haven't had the heating on for I don't know how long, and we seldom pull the curtains at night because the sun's.
It's no point.
It's light to
wear. It'll be happening again in a couple of hours.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all a bit different.
And for the fluffy listeners from outside of Southland, the reason that we kind of really don't get off on daylight saving is we actually have plenty here anyway. You know, it doesn't get dark until after 10:30 at night. But you know, at the same time, those long twilights are lovely too sometimes.
Yeah, especially because the nights have often been calm, haven't they?
Yeah. Standing outside admiring the garden.
Indeed, admiring the vast crop of weeds that I've managed to grow.
Trying to find the cat hiding in them.
And the birds, but we'll talk about that later. Just it's been quite calm and mild at night, which has been lovely.
Yeah, looking forward to some warm weather. It's interesting, though, you were talking about busyness. And end of next week is when our office at the radio station closes. And I was looking at my diary for next week, and it's just hideous.
Yeah.
And this week has been very busy, again, with council stuff and stuff that needs to be done in the office. But as I looked at next week, somebody I think I was talking to at a dinner the other night, I said, oh, look, my diary next week looks horrendous. I said, but, you know, to put it into perspective, it's lunches and dinners and breakfasts.
Yeah. But it's places to be. You know, you got to get tidy. What are you going to wear? What time do you get home? Do you sleep? In betweens? When do you fit in all the other stuff? I've suddenly realised the other day that I haven't made my Christmas cake. The problem this year is that, once again, I cannot find any of the almond royal icing.
Oh.
I bought the white one ages ago because I thought I'll forget, which I nearly did.
It sits up by the coffee beans.
But I didn't get them both at the same time because I was managing the budget. And now, of course, I cannot find for the second time the almond one. And we all like the almond one in our house.
Yes, we do. So almond is the youngest calls them.
Or almond. Like my Dewars or Jewers. I don't know where that came from.
That was the first time I'd heard that.
Oh, well, that's sort of what it is in my head. Anyway, one year I had to make my own, which was not impossible, but just something I didn't really need. So I'm still contemplating how I'll manage that. I'll try the out-of-town options over the weekend and see if they've got it.
Yes. So it's been hot and windy, which has been a bit weird. There was one night in particular, I think the blankets were not to be on. It was, oh my God. I didn't want to complain.
No.
First world problems, because I know that, you know, when we were travelling this year that it was snottingly hot. But we were blessed in all the accommodations that we had, that there was good aircon.
Yes.
And not that you're a great fan of aircon, but, you know, in those temperatures, it's kind of like...
As long as it's not blowing down on top of the bed, I'm not.
Which I think we had at one place.
Yeah.
But, you know, first world problems.
Well, I'm still not brave enough to put the other sheets on.
No, because you know that's going to change the weather.
Yeah.
It's like mentioning the outdoor cooking function. Yeah. And then the wet weather will arrive.
Yes.
So it is the festive season, and you've gotten festive instead of obnoxiously loud. for the first track that that you've selected for this week, and an oldie but one I haven't heard before, nor in this version.
In an effort to festivise myself. Speaking of making up words, that's like we were during the week.
Festoon the playlist?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Wrong use of. I went hunting for some, different. And actually, last weekend when I was at the Grey Street Project's car boot sale, the young ambassadors from the local high schools had a really good Christmas playlist going on. And they didn't play. That was the first lot of Christmas carols I'd heard, actually. And they didn't play that one that I don't like. They had really good things like Last Christmas and stuff like that. So that kind of helped me get into the mood. And so I went hunting for something else that might be interesting and that I hadn't heard. And here we have Satchmo.
Heard a lot of this when I was a boy.
Indeed.
Dad was a big, big fan. I imagine yours was too.
Yeah.
Not so much?
Yeah, not notably, but didn't mind it. Didn't go hunting for it, but loved it when it was on, if you know what I mean. So back in, I think this is from 1953 originally, this one. It's called Cool Yule, which of course tickled my fancy anyway. And what I have since found out is that it features in the closing credits of the movie Serendipity.
Uh-huh.
That's John Cusack and Kate, whatever her name is. And also in the holiday special called Merry Madagascar.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, where in Alex, Marty, Gloria and Melman and the penguins rushed off to deliver gifts. I might have to hunt that out. It might be quite funny.
I'm quite curious to see it myself. Yeah. Is King Juliana
in it? No, silver platters with balls on. So it's been rehashed a number of times, but I'd never heard it, noted it and heard it. So in the efforts to, you know, put some balls on the fluffy slippers.
Baubles? Okay, no, I'm just going to step away from that.
Whatever, thing. No. Louis Armstrong featuring the Commanders. And Call Yul, Merry Christmas.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of girls and boys all day. Santa comes on big. You come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from a higher place, you fill the stocking by the fireplace, so you have a you that's good. Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast, and you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on the peppermint stick. You come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you, ever you that's good. Ever you that's good. Yeah, cool Yule.
Cool Yule. Louis Armstrong. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio South and 96.4 FM, online as a podcast on Apple Podcasts and on the accessmedia.nz app, which you can get through Google Play and Radio Southland's website. And always first on our Facebook page, 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Cool Yule, Louis Armstrong featuring the Commanders. And I always enjoyed All the Time in the World, the song that has appeared in two James Bond movies.
Yes.
Grew up listening to a lot of Satchmo at home by default.
When I was reading about this and about him particularly, I found that he had a number of health issues caused by his lips.
From trumpeting.
Yes. Didn't kill him, but it did affect his overall health and contributed to his not recovering from some other things. So I thought that was kind of weird but interesting.
I'd never heard that.
No.
And I've never heard of somebody having something like lip cancer.
Well, I guess he had, I don't know. I'll have to do some more homework. But
we must to talk to our friend Abby.
Yes.
Of her French horning. Yes. Talking of making up words. We'll see how many we can make up in this show.
Yes, okay.
Whether that has had any effect. And do people who play in the brass section have plumper lips than the rest of the world? I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess they have to keep them supple, so they probably go through a lot more Vaseline than anybody else.
So many Christmas things going on at the moment.
Speaking of supple lips.
We should talk about Christmas in the Park, which is happening from 12 till 6 this Sunday at the Queen's Park Band Rotunda. Just remember, if you want to go along, and you should, the north entrance from Herbert Street is still closed, so the only way to get in really is either you come up through the Queen's Park car park next to the kiosk, or you come up through the Feldwick Gates.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and they said, "Oh, you know, it's just for kids." So I'm not going to. I'm like, "No,
the hell it is.
It's not even for kids."
Well, it is, but more.
Yeah, yeah.
So the entertainment lineup, the first act at midday is Captain Fingers.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Oh.
And
I hope that's for children.
Hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe not. Actually,
I don't know. But followed by Kindergarten South, they're on at 1 o'clock. One of the members of the IMT show that I was in, Michael Caressa, he's performing at 1:20. 2 o'clock, the Bluff Drama Club. Lord only knows what's happening there. A very active group. We should go and catch one of their shows one year. I'm reliably informed that the catering is spectacular.
Well, yes.
By someone who'd know.
And, yeah, they've got a good crew that do stuff out there.
Yep. And a lot of them come into town as well.
Yeah, of course.
Lockie Hayes, Southland Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I'm so not cool.
I mentioned something about preloading the other day, and somebody looked at me and went, "Oh, you do hang out with young people."
I'm yes, like, you're lit.
Just because you're old and nearly dead.
Yes, I mean six.
Not you, pussy.
6'7". You know.
Yeah.
Jackie Bristow is back from being in the United States, and she's on at 3:10. The Creative Dance Group. This is a project that a young woman called Bella Williams drives. An amazing person with a great concept. Lives and breathes dance. Rhythmonics. Yeah, great. At 4:05. 5 to 5, it's the Saints All-Male Choir.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we love them dearly, and they did a great job at New World last weekend.
Yep, went along and saw them performing. It was kind of like pop-up. The customers had no idea it was coming, but it was fabulous. Everybody stopped and came. Well, most people stopped and came around. Mrs. Farber kept going. Yeah. And her husband wasn't even singing.
Yeah, fair enough.
But good on them for getting out and going and doing that, and because we went specifically to see them.
Yeah,
and
spent some money in the end.
Yeah, a friend of ours who was doing the 12 Days of Christmas, and he was feeling a bit, vulnerable at this point, because he knew that we were watching him, and he had the part Five Gold Rings and had to do it in falsetto.
Yeah. It was funny.
But actually, it was really good.
Yeah.
He did a great job right up until the last one.
Yeah, that whole concept of getting blokes together to sing, I love it. That's fantastic.
Well, one of the...
Going to get you along there one day.
Yeah, that's the
Because a lot of them can't sing.
Hi, Grant.
Grant,
you're doing really well.
Yeah, he is.
Your singing has improved endlessly. There's somebody in there who's a work on, but...
Yeah, I know who that was,
but... Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I'm not going to name him today.
No, we won't.
suicidal.
Grant Dermody keeps trying to get me to come along. Oh, you should come along.
Yeah, no, you should.
Because it's... have I got mental health issues? Because it's about guys getting together and just, you know, talking about stuff.
Well, just, you know, having...
not in the brouhaha way.
Yeah, just having a thing to do.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm not short of things to do. and the show finishes after the Saints All-Male Choir have done their bit. From 5:33 till 6, Brinny and the Bushwhackers, who we've caught at the Entertainment Awards. And Brendan, of course, I interviewed him earlier this year when they put out their album of songs that are very Southland. So a great lineup. And, yeah. Of course, it's free, I think, but you've take some koha.
Yeah, and please some, do. There's food trucks and
yep.
stalls and stuff, so take some money, of course, because not everybody's got a mobile FPOS machine these days.
No.
Cost you money.
Hat tip to Massive Productions.
Yeah.
It's because they put it on and coordinated.
Yeah, am I right in thinking that the YMCA still benefit from donations for them? Because they were originally involved in the setup, but I don't know whether.
I'm not.
And I walked past a poster that said something about Christmas in the Park and the YMCA, but I didn't read it necessarily.
So you got the sponsors of the SBS, ILT, ICC, Community Trust South. Doesn't say. No. Don't know.
Okay. I'll ask.
check with somebody. The new chief executive.
Yeah.
Well done, Steve. Good luck in that role. Right, so that's going on, as we say, this Sunday, 12 till 6. Last weekend, you were involved in a fundraiser which is part of the Grey Street Project.
Yes.
The car boot sale that you talked about at the Tar and Feather car park. How did it go?
Oh, it was good, actually. They probably had, 16 or so cars with their boots open. A big variety of stuff. Not the usual stuff that we used to get at the South Alive market, and also different customers.
Oh, because it's not that far away.
No, but surprisingly... You know, I don't know whether it was just because it was visible and people dropped in or what, but different clients and it was good fun. I had a really nice day. I was exhausted after being outside all morning.
You and the cat, hey?
Yeah. I didn't curl up on the table and have a sleep. I'm not sure curling up is even possible anymore. It went really well and, more about the community, coming together and hanging out. So, and the young ambassadors were fantastic. They went round and spoke to all the people about the project and they did a really good job. So we're really grateful for them, actually. They're great young
they
people.
They are an admirable young group.
Students from Aurora and Virgin and Girls High.
A couple of members of the Youth Council in there, which is great.
Yeah, no, really... not all young people are terrible.
We had, at my committee meeting back on Tuesday, we had the end-of-year report from this year's Youth Council, and two of the representatives came along to speak to it. And not the usual out-front people that I've seen when I've been involved with Youth Council, which is not as much in the past year.
Yeah.
But, my God, they were articulate. And when asked questions... They handled them so well. It was just, and you could see the committee members were just going, wow. Mm. One of them's not continuing next year, busy with school, and good. That's, made a good decision. The other one is certainly looking forward to carrying on, and it's changed, they changed how they wanted to operate in this year. Rather than having being project driven, they wanted to actually dive into the issues and be able to pivot.
Yeah.
Each group, each cohort decides how it is that they want to focus. That's really cool. Because, a lot of the stuff that, as we know, councils have to deal with is dry wheat picks.
Yeah.
And so for the young people, the first thing that they notice is the process. But then they get down to the issues and I know that they have submitted on a number of things and pretty much everything when we've gone out to consultation in the past 12 months and without being guided by the staff, their thoughts and perspectives have been bloody amazing.
Yeah, cool. Well, so that's the,
well know, done them.
Yeah, absolutely. And well done their support, network for making it possible for them to be involved actually because it's...
Mm.
As we know with the young people, you got to get them to places and make sure that they're able to do it. So it involves the whole wider whānau, which is great.
We had, across the years, they've had different perspectives. Ludlow, the younger, was involved with it for a while. And not pointing at him, but there was another member of the council when he was on, who, you know, their desire was to be able to be decision makers at our council table. And it was like, no, sorry, you don't get that. That's not something that's provided for in the Local Government Act.
No, and it's not saying that they're not capable of making good,
yeah,
well-informed decisions.
Those are just the rules that we have to operate
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to talk to Ludlow the Younger about it and go, just remember, we really want to hear what it is you think, but we are the decision makers. And then one of my proudest moments sitting at the council table was he was appointed as one of the members on the Creative Communities Committee. And I'm sitting next to him at the table. This is when we were back in the old council building, which was a moment of immense pride. And I said to him, you know, looking forward to what you have to say, but, and he goes, I know, we're not decision makers. And I went, no, here at this table on this committee, you are absolutely a decision maker, and your voice is just as equal as mine. So, you know,
yeah,
here you go.
The trick is, those young people are the semi-motivated ones who are aware that they have the opportunity, are able to take up the opportunity, and, you know.
So that was the thing
but the
two people addressed, that they're not, that one of their aims and objectives is to get a more diverse representation of youth, because, to be honest, they're mostly at the elite end of things, not entirely, which is good, because you want a bit of diversity. Well, you know, you've got the usual high achievers who have badges for Africa down there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm always saying to our council is, you know, we have to make sure that we're hearing from the ones who don't think that they've, A, got anything to say or anywhere to say it, not the ones who, like you say, are the kind of motivated ones who put themselves into those positions. So that's pretty challenging, because they've all got challenging lives anyway, you know, as far as schoolwork and all that stuff. So anyway, looking forward to next year's challenges, trying to talk with some of those young people, not tell them stuff, listen to them.
Because, and in the past, climate change, I'll use that as an example. Yeah. 2 years ago, we said to Youth Council, well, you know, tell us what you think about climate change. And so they went back and they talked about it as a cohort, and they came back to us and they said, we think that's up to you.
Oh, interesting.
We don't want to make a decision. We need you, who has more information, to work with the other councils and come up with the solutions. It's not up to us. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, I would disagree with that, but that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, but and maybe they missed the point was, what's your perspective on it?
Yeah.
What are your concerns? What are your thoughts and suggestions?
Yeah.
We weren't looking for answers, which is maybe how
but
they felt.
But also maybe a cunning ploy to say, well, actually, you guys are the ones that have been ruining it, so fix it.
It's not us, it's our parents. so we're here to tidy up them. No, that's not true. You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, having a deep and meaningful about, Jesus, all kinds of stuff. The next track, local artist Sam Cullen, well, from here, now based in Auckland. We talked about the fact that he had a new album out, and we've played pretty much everything that he's released across recent years, so we're not going to change that now. His latest track that he's released from his album, his first LP, not an EP, is called The Club Rooms. Now, if you go looking for it on YouTube, you have a listen to this guy, I think I'd like to hear it again. Have a look for it on YouTube, because it was filmed live. It's not the studio recording, but it bloody nearly could be.
Oh.
Film live and well mixed, therefore, in the Blues Club Rooms.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Why did you choose? I know. Why Blues?
Jeez.
But there you go. Very interesting. Sam Cullen and the Club Rooms, enjoying and promoting great local music on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Company. decades at a time. And granddad's been on the wall since 1979. They say I look like him. Can I see it yet? Not quite. But his boys light it up over a few membership pints, taking the whole scene. Cold beer at a reasonable price, but the later the louder. One falls away every time. There's another round going in the club rooms tonight, singing someone else's.
Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio South 96.4 FM. That is new from Sam Cullen and his band. That's called The Club Rooms. As I say, do check out the video to it on YouTube. Filmed live in the Blues Club Rooms. And when I say filmed live, this audio that you're listening to is also the band playing live as well.
It's pretty good.
It's really good, really good. Acknowledgement to them for that. So much going on at this time of the year. I was outside one day during the week. Day would it have been? Tuesday, and was the Orange Parade. I'd forgotten about the Orange Parade.
Oh, yes.
It's not an Irish thing for a particular religion, because they have like a good parade as well, and a fight. But it's an acknowledgement for all the kids that do crossing patrols at primary schools around the Motu. And they get a couple of representatives, or is it all of them? I can't remember.
All of them.
All of them. Yep. Get to come along, and they are guided by the police, and they meet at Wakna Place and go for a walk up Esk Street and, you know, get an ice block and all that sort of stuff. But it's actually acknowledgement. And I was looking at them and thinking, remembering what a cool thing it was, because did both boys have a crack
no.
at it? Just one.
Yeah.
And no prizes for guessing.
I think the other one started but didn't.
Mm. I thought I had recollection of them doing so. Anyway,
yeah, a little bit.
But it's having a bit of responsibility for others and starting to, you know, teach them new things, which is cool. in some cases, it's a risk, but you're giving them a little bit of authority, under supervision, of course. But good on those kids that get out there every day in all kinds of weather, like the teachers who have to go out and supervise them.
And the staff members who have to go out also. Very attractive raincoat.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, who was the woman that used to do it itself, at the really good artist? We have a piece of hers.
Oh,
no, she was down at... No,
Mel Larson.
Yeah. Yeah. She would quite often be down at the Hargis Junior Campus doing it.
Yeah.
See, well, you see Mr. Buick at Boys High.
Yeah, he supervises the crossing.
Yeah, not crossing patrol, but just the teachers who go out and do that stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I see you're getting a pay rise, which, you know, resolves the industrial action that's happened. But yeah, well done to the kids who are involved in the Orange Parade
and the road police people who train them all up. You know, take hours and hours training them up and keeping an eye on them and establishing that positive relationship with the police as well with those kids. It's really cool.
Well, and also a hat tip to the police, because there were quite a number of them present, and by a number I mean, geez, 8 to a dozen.
Yeah.
And not the usuals who are assigned close community work. They're normally out dealing with assholes.
I guess they...
So nice for them to be involved in something that gives them a little bit of faith in humanity, bearing in mind what they have to deal with indeed. On a daily basis.
Yeah.
I hope that was as good for them as it was for the kids. I was talking to one of the program makers at Radio Southland during the week who'd been invited to the ILT Over 70s dinner.
Oh, right.
And because it all comes out of a ballot, you put yourself forward.
Mm.
And he's been lucky enough to go for the last couple of years. But he didn't realise, because he thought it was something they had to do. I said, oh, God, no. They make their mind up every year whether or not they've got the capacity to do it. Mm. The board just feel that it is a good thing to do to recognise those citizens who've contributed to the community across a long period of time. And the board all get out there and serve this entertainment. I think several members of IMT were along providing an assortment of entertainment through the night. Program Maker may have commented to me that he was glad that Suzanne wasn't singing.
You said that out loud.
Yeah, I did. No, he did. Not that he has a problem with Suzanne. It's just, every bloody year we hear her. Be grateful. But, of course, I think she's the deputy chair at the moment. As a board member, she was there anyway. And she's always big on a lot of those community things. Sing Out is another thing that she's been involved with for years. Wasn't she a UN ambassador for something for a while? Can't quite recall. But that was another good thing that was happening during the week that didn't need to, but did. And it was nice to be able to educate a member of the community that, no, they don't have to do that.
No. My question is, why do we save all of this stuff till the end of the year? Doesn't have to be Christmas.
Well, not everybody's in the position that we are.
There's a lot of things. No, I don't.
I mean, juggling the diary thing.
Yeah, no. I mean, it doesn't have to be Christmas orientated. Those kind of community things could happen any time of the year.
Yeah, well, true, but I think it's a seasonal gesture.
Yes.
The season of giving. No.
Yes, but surely.
Goodwill and
goodwill. The goodwill part of it should kind of happen all year, not just in December.
And more goodwill coming up at ILT Stadium Southland with the ILT. These are the names of them. I'm not being paid by them, nor are they a client. The ILT Christmas Variety Show, which they sponsor at the stadium, is coming up Wednesday and Thursday next week. Two nights now. Big show.
Yeah, it has become a much bigger thing than it started out as, far out.
Because I remember the first show because
we went.
I was there.
Yes.
I was an MC.
Yes.
And along with Mr. Waddell.
Yeah.
Who's the director now of it. And Dorothy the Dinosaur's cohorts were there. Not Dorothy the Dinosaur, it was Captain Feather Sword and whoever else. Those large costumes, and it was bloody hot because, I mean, after that event, I went out and had my stag party. That's the time of year it was. And the performers who were in that backstage, when they would come off, were taking their heads off and lying down and go, oh, my God, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to Southland, you Australian.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wednesday and Thursday next week, it's usually pretty hard to get tickets for, but with two nights, hey, you might have a chance. If you haven't been along and seen one of these things, do get along and do so. It is at this point every week, actually usually earlier, but we're talking so much today that we like to check out what Lyndall's browsing of music has been like and listening to the pop of K&J or rock or whatever.
random stuff she finds.
It's a musical taste of Asia. and it's been interesting this week because we've got a trip to Melbourne next year to see 1OK Rock. And then you've discovered there's an entire festival happening while we're there as well.
They've just announced a day at Flemington, a K-pop day festival in recognition of the hugely worldwide spread of K-pop and J-pop.
Is it a pandemic?
It's certainly an epidemic. I don't know what the difference is, but I should find out. So they've got some of the top names coming to Flemington, and it just so happens that it will be there at the same time. So the challenge will be, A, getting tickets, because I don't belong to any of the, I refuse to pay to belong to any of the fan clubs, because, you know. Yeah, so I'll have to see if I can get tickets. But also, do I want to be in the screaming masses? Not sure.
Well, you talked about maybe standing in the car park and listening, because you would hear. But yes. Part of the stuff that I find fascinating about the whole genres, because it's more than one, are actually the choreography.
Yeah, well, you
it
need,
is,
I mean,
it
that's,
is impressive.
That's what captured me first, really.
Parking aside the slutty clothes that the girls wear.
Well, and the boys, some, you know, too.
Not as much,
know, and parking aside the whole, you know, ethos of exploitation, etc., and manipulation. It was the choreography that caught my attention, and I'd love to be able to be in the same space and watch it live.
And watch the reaction of the crowd to it as well. That would be fascinating.
But I'm also, you know, aware of how it all works. And so, anyway, we might, well, we'll have to see. I don't know. But anyway.
I'll go to the Crown.
The Crown?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The casino.
Oh, okay. I'll do both, probably. At some point, sleeping is optional.
I'll be in Ludlow Bar.
Yes.
Which so many people across the years, when they go to Melbourne, they take a photo of it and send it to us. Hey, look what we found. Yes, we know.
Yes, well, even Ludlow the youngest went and had a really expensive meal there to honour that. Anywho, this is not, following song is not what you will hear if we go to the K-pop festival in Melbourne. This is, once again, one of the loud, screamy things that I have found, and it's tickling, must be just my state of mind at the moment. These guys, this group are Japanese, and they are called I Scream Never Ground. But don't ask me, I don't know. And they are described as a loud rock band.
Mm-hmm. Obviously not written by a Kiwi PR company then, because that would take five sentences.
Electrifying synergy of stormy lyrics, fierce shouts, and the dynamic interplay of male and female triple vocals fuels a high-energy, danceable rhythm that never lets up. This came to my attention. This song's about 3 years old, actually, but it popped up in my reels. And there was a shot of a mosh pit doing this two-step thing that this song is about, and it just tickled my fancy, because you can imagine at a hardcore rock concert in Japan, all these people in a mosh pit, already hot and sweaty, are doing this two-step dance thing. And it's just, I'd be right in there, it'd be friggin' hilarious. So anyway,
I'll be up in the stall, dress circle watching.
Yeah, observing from a safe distance. this group are not to be confused with Ice Cream, which is also a K-pop group. So this is Ice Cream Never Ground. But see what you think. See if you can work out what the dance moves are to two step. Three fun for following.
Hi, Yoiko no minna, tsuste no jikan da yo. Karada iippai gokashite genki narou ne. その2リズムを意識してドラムのグースワークを捉えろその3踏み込んだ瞬間から重心を操り上手に動かすぞその2ゴールカッキュー何でもいいやだよ
Ice Cream Never Ground on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge with, what is it,
Two Step Three Fun Following. Lost in translation a little bit, maybe, but oh, I love it.
Okay, fair enough. It would be interesting watching people dancing to that.
Yes, well, there's a certain...
It's very vigorous.
Two-step dance thing that they do, and they were all doing it in synchronisation. It was just fantastic.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to look that up. Is there a reel of it you can share to the page?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Do. Just so you know, you've got a visual concept of what it is that Lyndall's talking about. And speaking of visual concepts, why not do this?
Steve. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le bois Steve.
At this point, I will apologise for that nasty hum that comes in behind a lot of the stuff that we're playing today.
It's not me.
I'm getting one of the Punkawallas to look into that a little bit later on. What is it that you've been browsing?
Well, I've had to change up what I was going to offer today because I've last night, in fact, in the spirit of Christmas, found a lovely version of Christmas Sweaters and The Osmonds.
Oh, good heavens.
So there's a lovely clip of Donnie and Marie in their matching white pants and white turtlenecks. And the white turtlenecks have got sparkly Christmas trees on. And they're singing a Christmas song. And they also get their little brother Jimmy up
Jimmy Osmond, as he was known.
Yes.
Then he was not so little.
No.
Still young.
Yes, well, he's not, yeah. Anyway.
He'd be the more porcine of the entire family.
It's actually a really nice song, and Donnie and Marie looking their best with their lovely shiny teeth.
They did have great teeth.
Yeah, and they sang really well.
And I see Donnie's still performing on the Strip in Vegas.
Yes, well, that was another reason.
I'd totally go and see that.
Yeah, same. Because I think we noted that during the coverage of the Grand Prix, there was a big billboard with Donnie being in residence at one of the casinos.
Well, here on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, we played him last year singing the Charles and Eddie song, Would I Lie to You? It was really good. I was just actually in my mind talking about Jimmy Osmond. It reminded me of his single hit. Can you remember what it was?
Oh, I would know when you said it.
Long-haired lover from Liverpool.
Yes.
Ironic from a boy from Utah.
Indeed.
Anyway.
But look, it's worth a look. It's a really nice wee Christmas clip with a nice sweater.
I have a Christmas sweater.
You do.
That you purchased for me. It's a lovely Star Trek, Trek the Halls.
Yeah.
Christmas
back before,
sweater.
Back before everybody else had realised you could do that.
Well, and back when I would fit it.
yes, also that.
Yeah, because that's not the case now.
Anywho, the account is Classic Actress, and one of the reels there is the Donnie and Marie show doing a lovely Christmas carol.
You want to share that reel up to the page too?
Might do that too.
There'd be reels all over
Sometimes
the fluffy
Sometimes I have trouble sharing things, actually. I must master the... sometimes I have trouble doing it on my phone. I have to do it on my laptop, which is a real pain.
Yeah.
But anywho.
That's Meta. It's like, and if you're listening, Meta, which we know you are.
Yes.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Honestly. All that money and all those resources, stop focusing on AI and just
do
your job.
And stop changing stuff.
Yeah.
Make a decision and stick with it.
Well, no, that's people making sure they still have jobs. Developers, I guess. What was the site again?
The account is Classic Actress.
At Classic Actress?
Well, yes, because that's
how it works.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Steve. Le. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le bois Steve.
Thank you. My God, we've been talkmongous so much in the show. Very shortly, I'm going to play you the number one single in New Zealand over the last week. as something we don't normally do. But at this time, having a look at how long we've been going on, let's talk sport.
Okay.
Not a lot going on, but what there was, my gosh. So the decider in the desert was everything that the hype promised. I'm talking about Formula One. And this time without an Australian race controller ruining it with a poor call. Stay in your hole, Michael Massey. Championship leader Lando Norris just needed to podium to secure the championship, while four-time champ Max Verstappen was closing in real fast with an amazing second half of the season and needed to win with Lando fourth or worse, and he'd take the championship. And then there was Oscar Piastri, the third wheel, who was in with a chance, but less likely. So how did it go? Well, Piastri passed Verstappen on the first lap. Max had qualified on pole. Piastri got in front. Lando was third, so that's all he needed to do. But Ferrari's Charles Leclerc was closing in on him fast throughout a lot of the race. Different strategies, none of which were really wrong this time, McLaren. Saw Max take the lead after his first pit stop, and he held it till the end of the race. Oscar was second, Norris was third. So that means that Norris picks up the first Drivers' Championship for McLaren since Lewis Hamilton in 2008.
Gosh.
Which was the year that we went to Melbourne and watched it.
Indeed.
And have rounded out the year with McLaren's first driver and constructors' championships in 30 years. Speaking of Lewis, this was also his first year without any Grand Prix podiums. He did win a sprint in China, but that's not a Grand Prix. So that's a wrap for 25, end of the DRS era. They're all new cars with active aero systems next year and new teams and engine manufacturers in 26.
Chaos!
Ford return with Red Bull powering them and RB. Honda moved to Aston Martin. Sauber Racing become an Audi factory team. And then there's the new kids on the block, Cadillac, putting Valtteri Bottas and Sergio Perez back in driver's seats after a year off, although Valtteri was the Mercedes reserve. Supercars is all over and done with. WRC, big announcement during the week. Hayden Penn is back, returning to the World Rally Championship after an eight-year hiatus. Last Friday, Hyundai Motorsport confirmed that Patton will share their third car with two other drivers, so it will do maybe three or four rallies through the year. And he'll be starting with Rally Monte Carlo on January 22nd. And he's 38, so he's kind of like rallying's version of Fernando Alonso without having won a championship. And longtime co-driver John Kenner. This year they were both doing the Rally Australia Championship, which not surprisingly they won. And in other news, in his final race for the year, Brendan Leach has the Golf 12 Hours in Abu Dhabi tomorrow, this Sunday, driving the AMG Mercedes for Tagani Motorsport with Jayden Ojeda. That's what's been going on in sport.
Did you see the reel of Brendan doing the track on the simulator?
Yeah, the Adelaide circuit. And he'd had some advice, and it was just neat and tidy.
Oh, I don't think it was Adelaide.
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Oh, did he do another one with Abu Dhabi? Okay.
It was good.
Cool. That's it. The number one single in New Zealand this week is from Olivia Dean. It's Man I Need, and it's what we're going to close out the show with this week. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you again next week.
Ka kite, JW Dick.
Best friend, I can come.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.